MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Health Radio.
Health Radio.
With Melanie Cole.
If you're healing from surgery or you've recently injured yourself with a scrape or a cut, you do worry about scars. I had a lumpectomy a few years ago, and I still have a scar on my breast that doesn't thrill me. I don't like the way it looks. I don't care because certainly everything turned out okay, but you do worry whether it's for vanity or another reason about scars. My guest today is Dr. Ellen Marmer. She's a leading dermatologist and dermatologic surgeon and founder of Marmer Medical in New York City. Welcome to the show, Dr. Marmer. Your name's so fun to say. So tell us about scarring and scar tissue as it's on the outside of the skin. I'm an exercise physiologist, so I know a lot about scar tissue in the muscles. But where it comes to the skin, is there any way to, you know, reduce that appearance or make it softer or, you know, make those lines go away?
Yes, and I'm so glad we're talking about this because this is everyone's concern. No matter what, we all get some scrapes and cuts and bug bites and even surgeries like yourself. And scars really depend on how deep they are at the beginning. So scrapes tend to heal very quickly, like abrasions. If you fall on your bike or get a scratch, you want to keep it clean. So you would clean it maybe once or twice a day with any soap and water. But you would also want to keep it moisturized. I think one of the biggest mistakes people make is they try to dry out the scar, keep a scab on there, thinking that that's going to benefit the skin. But the skin needs to heal just like anything organic needs a little bit of water to heal nicely. Skin cells, they jump over each other like little leapfrogs, and that's how they kind of seal up the wound, and they need a little bit of moisture in that area. So depending on the depth of the scar is going to depend on how long it takes to heal, but in general, keeping it clean and keeping it moisturized and even keeping it covered, changing the bandage twice a day, is going to really give you the optimal result for your scar.
Wow. Okay. So, you know, if you've got old scars and mm-hmm. you've got ones maybe from having a baby or something mm-hmm. like that, as our bodies change, Dr. Marmer, and things start to head south and then, or, mm-hmm. you know, or maybe you work out and, or you get fat or, I mean, there's a million ways our bodies change and those scars kind of change with us.
Yes. And you mentioned some scars in the muscles that can cause contractions. There are some scars in the skin that can also contract. So over joints, for example, if you had some type of surgery over your shoulder or knee, that scar, because those bony areas move so much, can become very firm and contract over time, and you might need to see your dermatologist to have it released and softened. And also in areas where there's a lot of muscle tension. So think about like the middle of the chest. So some people get like a bypass surgery and they have a line in the middle of their chest. But other people just get like a cyst or an ingrown hair in the middle of the chest and they get a very strong scar. Those are called hypertrophic scars and they look like a little rope. That can also happen at the C-section point. It can happen in breast scars. So it's a firm, linear kind of line of a scar that's called hypertrophic scar. Those are very easily treated by your dermatologist and covered by insurance with an injection of a cortisone right into that scar line. Something else is called a keloid, and keloids are scars that are exaggerated. They're so much bigger than the original wound. Think about getting your ears pierced and then having, instead of a nice little perfect earring hole, you actually end up with like a ping pong ball of a scar there. It's a big ball that's called a keloid. Those need to be surgically removed, actually, and that's kind of an exuberant healing reaction. And if you ever do get a keloid, you need to tell any doctor, I'm prone to getting keloids, because before they do any, you know, medically necessary surgery, they also need to know how you're going to heal. And once you get one keloid, you are more prone to it. It's just genetic, and it is also treatable. But with aging, scars tend to actually soften themselves and actually become more mature, and sometimes they actually look better with aging. So that's one good thing about skin and aging, is that your scars actually tend to camouflage better.
Well, and also I'm about the sun, you know, people don't tend to think about, you know, we put sunblock on, but that scar itself can actually, because that skin seems to be a little bit of a different color, then it might burn more easily or
they are
darken.
Baby cells. Yeah. So depending on your natural skin color, if you're very, very fair, your scar is going to tend to stay pink for up to 2 years as it's healing. But also it will be more sensitive to sun because it is they are baby cells basically growing in there. If you have any bit of pigment to your skin, you know, any olive tone skin or darker skin, instead of pinkness to the scar, you might get a little bit of a maroon and then a darker color, hyperpigmentation is what we call it. And that is exquisitely sensitive to sun damage. It's not that your scars won't heal, it's that they won't look as beautiful. And so the sunscreen and sun, you know, we don't call it sunblock anymore. It's all sunscreen. But the mineral-based and zinc-based sunscreens are best, or even just put on a Band-Aid or wear some protective clothing over your scars as they're healing.
As a leading dermatologist and a dermatologic surgeon, do you think there's any of these creams on the market? My gosh, that we see so many and they say, you know, this eliminates your scars. This gets rid of the darker colored skin. This eliminates, I know it's a whole nother topic, but, you know, dark patches. Do any of those creams have any merit at all?
Yes, they do. I actually published a book chapter on this recently, so I'm very, very well up to date. These creams, they help, but they're not necessary. So especially they help if they are used with a little bit of a Band-Aid over it or even kind of a sticker tape over it, which kind of pushes the medicine or the cream into the skin so that it works better. But if you are prone to hyperpigmentation, extra browning of the skin, the bleaching creams and the sunscreen are going to work well on your skin. If you're more prone to the thicker scars like the hypertrophic scar or the keloid scar, some of these scar recovery gels work well, especially if you put a Band-Aid over it to help press it into your skin. So most of my surgical patients, I say, we do have the scar recovery gel, put it on twice a day and cover it with a bandage. And if it's after 2 weeks and you don't want to wear a bandage during the day, at least at night when you apply the gel, you can put the bandage over and just sleep with it on.
What if you get a scar when you're a little kid? You know, do these things tend, as you said before, they go away with, you know, age and such. But little kids, I mean, I'm still seeing one that my son got when he was like 2 and he fell on some keys on his nose. And he's 15 now. And so, I mean, does that tell us that maybe we should have done more for that scar at the time? Or do kids things because their skin so constantly changes? Is that something that can go away?
Yeah, with it now that he's much older now, it's probably not going to go away naturally.
Good, he'll be thrilled.
I'm sorry. we do scar revisions. You know, plastic surgeons and dermatologic surgeons definitely can do scar revisions. And we also have wonderful lasers that help scars. Being in New York, we have lots of movie stars and celebrities here who do, like, stunts, and they sometimes get hurt during their stunts, and then they get sent to us to fix them, and they really are, you know, very meticulous about how they look. And so there are some lasers, especially lasers called fractional lasers, that really normalize the skin around scars. Another form of scar that you mentioned earlier are stretch marks.
We only have 20 seconds, Dr. Marmer.
Okay, and the fractional lasers also work on stretch marks. So you can have scars that are very soft, like stretch marks, or firm, and you can do lots with the dermatologist for that. And you can check out aad.org. to find a dermatologist near you who can help you out with your scars.
That is great advice. Listen to this one again, because she gives such great advice on how to stop those scars from forming or how to deal with the ones that you do have. That's what you get here at Radio MD. Such great and absolutely credible information. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening and have a great day.